we interrupt regular programming for a Last of Us Season 2 Episode
5.
Recap.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's our little TV little insert. It's in special edition this week because we had a huge episode of...
Yeah, we did a draft.
...movie news for Tom Cruise. So you can catch up with that. You can also catch up with What's Next. You can catch up with AFI Top 100. But let's talk about The Last of Us, Season 2, Episode 5. Okay,
Day
the recap.
Two. Day 2 in Seattle.
They're in Seattle.
Day 2.
They're in the theater.
Yeah, Dina's mapping out.
Yep.
Triangulating.
She's been smart.
She's smart. And yeah. Ellie has no survival skills.
She's got survival skills, Ellie, but she's gung-ho. She's gung-ho.
But she doesn't know how to map out anything. Know how to plan.
But
she's a strange...
So they make a plan. They start going towards it. And then they come to this realization. There's this building where no one's patrolling it.
They believe that there's infected in it.
Yeah, but they've got a good plan because Ellie can get bitten.
Yeah, so they can figure it out.
Yeah, they can figure it out.
They're smart enough.
So they go there, and then they realize that all these smart clickers are in there.
Yeah, they're the highly intelligent ones.
And there's more than a couple.
Yeah, there's like 11.
Yeah.
They're surrounded.
So Ellie decides, she takes control, because Dina's like...
Yeah, to try and save Dina, put her in a box.
Go in a box, and then they're going to attack me, and then you're going to...
But they all come. They all come.
They're overwhelmed in the bus.
And then a mysterious figure shows up.
Looks kind of like Joel.
Bang, bong, bang. And takes out and distracts the clickers. Takes a few of them out. Grabs the two. And it's Jesse. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. And then Jesse tells them that...
That him and
Tommy
have split up, but came... Yep. The day after they found out that they had snuck out.
Okay, and then they start to run, and then they get pushed into, like, the park, and that area is...
Where the cultists are.
Where the scars
are.
So let's talk about, before we go on any further, let's talk about...
Something that happened at the start of the episode?
Yeah, the wolf.
Yes, yeah, so
They're running the hospital, and they're taking each section by section by section.
And so what happened was that there was a crew that went down to the lower sections.
B2.
And, unfortunately, they were struggling to breathe. They said, you got to seal this off because it's infected with spores.
Yeah.
So spores...
It's in the air, they said. That's in the air.
And so spores are what...
The person who sealed it off was actually... The mum of the boy.
One of the sons. Yeah,
her son. Her son was in there.
Yeah, it was one of the groups.
Told her that you got to seal it in.
You're basically infected.
Yeah.
And you're basically...
So why are we toiling this? Because...
This plays Ellie, into later. Because Ellie's going to go to the hospital.
Ellie gets split up from Jesse.
Because Dina got shot. So Jesse takes her off.
And then Ellie has a chance. She goes either... Goes, finds Jesse, who knows where Tommy is. Or...
She
sees a hostage. There's a chance.
And she knows
what... Abby's going to be there.
No.
They know someone.
Nora's going to be there probably knows where Abby is. She's at the hospital. I got to go.
Goes there. Runs into Nora. Got a gun on her. Nora says, Joel deserves to die. Starts off like, oh, you don't kill me. And then they're like, he deserves to die. And then there's a chase.
Great chase.
Yeah. She goes down to the lift.
Chases her down into a lift
shaft.
They go down, and they're down in the lower sections.
Yeah, they're going to B2, which is where it's in the air. Small.
Ellie looks at, like, the people are still trapped down there forever. Just they're breathing in air, exhaling spores. Like, they're trapped forever in this endless cycle. Unfortunately, it's terrifying. It's sad. But she tracks down Nora, and Nora
goes.
Nora's laughing.
You killed us both.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And Ellie is so tough, like, in this bit.
Yeah,
actually,
she goes, "I can't die."
No, and then that's when Nora realizes, you're the girl. You're the one.
Myth. Yeah, you're the one.
And this is where it differs in the game, that they have a full on discussion where. She goes, you know what Joel did? Like, he took out everyone. He took out Abby's father.
Yeah.
Like, the people.
Yeah.
And she goes, I know. I don't care.
And then she starts beating her.
And then she grabs and starts
beating
her. And
then we flash back to...
We flash back and she wakes up from her bed.
Yeah.
And guess who's there at the door? Doing the dad pose when you open...
Daddy's back.
Daddy's back.
Joel's back.
Yep.
Flashback. Bed to the scale. Yeah, we get flashback
episode. Yeah.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah. So, like, we're almost finished. So, yeah.
Okay, what'd you think of the episode?
Wow. I don't like Ellie at all in this show. This episode was a clear indication of that.
Oh, wow. I thought she was great in this episode.
Yeah, it's a clear indication.
I love this show.
This is where, I know, see, you love the show.
Yeah, love
it. And a lot of people are starting to realize that cause what's happening is that people who played the games.
Yeah.
They don't like the Ellie that that's in the show because she's too much like season one Ellie.
Yeah.
Not brutal, brutal murderer.
But do you know what? I love the fact that they chose that. I was off the fact a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, maybe they should have changed it. But now, the turn that she's doing right now in front of her eyes where she's becoming evil.
You like...
I love it.
You're like, she's finally going...
And the dark... You can just see the darkness has gone over her face.
She's just like every one of them. Like Joel, like Jeffrey Wright. Like all these characters that turn to torture you.
What role... do they want Bella Ramsey to play? She's like a famous character that people want to play. I'll drop it in the comments. I'll drop it in the comments below. I'll work it out. But Bella Ramsey's like being talked about in Defense. Yeah. She's a great actress. She is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering if she could turn dark. Mate, she turned dark. I believed it.
Yeah,
And it's a perfect time for a flashback. Amazing time for a flashback.
There's a couple of them, and so it's glad we're finally in the flashback episode. But the way Ellie is, she's not brutal enough, and she seems survived. She survived out there with Joel, and she took no skills. Like she doesn't know how to map out. Like I get that's the point of Dina.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
What's the point of Dina if she's, you know, she's more of a liability than anything.
Yeah, I know. But what I think about Ellie is they're using the fact that she's got like a superpower. I love that.
That she's a monster.
She's immune. Yeah.
Yeah, the immune superpower.
It's great.
Yeah,
and I think what's going to happen is she's going to turn into such a monster that even Dina won't recognize her.
It's interesting that we didn't get to see Tommy and that he did join eventually because it's different in the game. Yeah.
Well, because
Tommy in the game was already there doing dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. Do you reckon it's going to make...
Do you reckon it... Do you reckon... Because... Tommy, in a few a past episode when he was talking to Catherine O'Hara's character,
about
he was worried about
her
Ellie,
turning dark.
But Joel already knew Ellie was going to turn dark, and Tommy was worried about Ellie turning dark. She's already turned dark, bruv. She's already turned.
Joel knew that. That's why he was babying her.
She's already turned. She's turned, had guys. Joel already knew that she was going to turn.
Yeah.
Now Tommy's going to see it.
It'll be interesting, I reckon, next episode.
Don't you think it's going to be when Dina sees Ellie now? She's going to be completely changed when she gets to her. I reckon she's going to knock off a couple of people. I reckon.
But what would be interesting is the flashback episode. Like, how many of the flashbacks are just going to be in this episode? Like, do they do all of them?
I think they'll do all of them, one of them.
Anyway, do they show Abby flashbacks? Because, you know, before we've gotten some of Abby's,
I don't think you'll get Abby next week, but I think in episode 7, I think you'll get Abby.
Oh, no, the last episode, because, like...
That's B8, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it ends... So, interesting...
I don't think this is going to end.
See, weirdly enough, I don't think this ends yet, and we're going to end on a cliffhanger... To the next season, I feel like we're not going to complete it. I don't know.
Because
the way they stretched out some of this feels long.
But then they accelerated it last night.
Yeah.
This week.
In this week's episode. But yeah, next week, I'm just happy Joel's back, to be really honest. I love that guy. But yeah, it'll be an interesting...
So the plan is for 7 episodes.
It's 7 episodes?
Yeah. Mm. So we'll get the flashbacks. We might get all the flashbacks next week, and then we'll get the... Yeah.
I think a lot of people will be missing Joel, and this will help them kind of soothe that.
Keeps you in for the last episode. Love the show. It's best show on television. Love it.
It's interesting, this one.
I love it. I know a lot of people loving
Andor.
Loving,
we're behind.
Love a lot of people love the Andor.
We're behind. It's the most different thing from Star Wars.
The thing, the two things that we love more than anything is the dragons and this. We love it.
HBO's top two properties.
We're right in for HBO. HBO, sign us up. That is it for today's show. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Leave a comment below or send us an email at PeteAndHannahsWatchlist@gmail.com. Huge week next week. Mission Impossible. Final Destination. Mrs. Smith Goes to Washington. We get the flashback. Baby Daddy's back. Big Daddy himself, Pedro Pascal. My huge. Man. Lovely. What a week. And we get preview Lilo and Stitch.
Oh.
That is it for today's show. That is my lovely co-host, Hannah. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Catch you next time. Long live great television like Last of Us. And that is We Interrupt Regular Programming.